Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, what's happening in San Diego? Welcome to it. Getting rolling here on a Monday. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Quinn and Chris. On 97.3 The Fan, we got a couple of hours, so we can't mess around too much. We're going to get right to it. Lots to talk about. Scraby, before we go any further, can you just get it out of the way? Because I know people are tuned in, and they're expecting you to be flat-out annoying. So,
oh, I wish I had my mic on for that.
That's not what I wanted to hear. That's what I wanted to hear.
Oops, sorry, hold on. There we go.
Hopefully my mic can get turned on. That,
we only have 90 seconds to get in here.
That should have been the first thing that came on, even before we heard Chris's voice.
I know. He was... I mean, you knew that's what we were going to hear. I was like sick yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, I was too.
Knowing exactly what we were going to be in for today, Tony. And... you know, so look, the 49ers did win. It was a great playoff weekend, though, I think.
It was.
That is true.
It
was.
We say this, we complain.
We say this, it feels like we've been saying it a lot.
And we complain about the National Football League. They are holier than thou. They are bullies. They charge all the money in the world. They run, you know, roughshod over the earth.
Yep.
They do whatever the hell they want to do. And... why do they do all this?
Because they can give it.
Because they deliver.
they
flat out deliver.
They do.
I mean, come on. I mean, the first game was, you know, off the charts. The second game was incredible. You're like, how did that happen? The third game was, you know, I back and forth. If there's not a tip ball, I don't know when that game ends. They probably go to overtime. The Niner game was down to the last possession.
They had one bunk game the whole time.
And then last night was, you know, of course, the Chargers did their thing. The Chargers did their chargering.
They did.
I mean,
they did
look, this is proof. And I've read it all day on the Twitter, and people are right. If Jim Harbaugh, who is respected, right, is one of the best coaches in the history of football, if he can't even come close to providing a playoff victory, when is it ever going to happen for the Chargers?
And he was not close, my friend.
He was not close last night, and he wasn't close last year.
He was not close.
He's been there 2 years, and they've gone out embarrassingly both times.
And you know, listen, I am pro player. However, my man Justin Herbert is quite quiet. I haven't heard any very much criticism.
Again,
this is the third straight kind
Justin
of
Herbert.
Dud.
Justin Herbert, he's already made his millions. But if he wanted to get into the billion-dollar realm, all he has to do is write a book on how to avoid criticism. Because we all want to know how to do it.
I'm not.
Nobody wants to be, you know, said, you know, told negative things.
Are you hearing criticism?
Yeah.
What
I'm
are you hearing?
Criticism.
Everything was on the offensive line. He had no chance to throw. It's an embarrassment.
That's what I heard.
Greg Roman wrote. He had a
right
terrible
haters.
Game plan.
You don't follow the right haters on social media because
maybe
I'm seeing
so.
People say. Is this dude ever going to win a game? Justin Herbert loses a playoff game?
Even though I picked against the Bills, there was a piece of me that I kind of don't want to see Josh Allen lose, because at this point, given that all of the quarterbacks that he typically has to go through to get there, even the quarterbacks on the other side that he would have to take down, maybe with the exception,
they're all out of the way.
They're all gone. And so, like, if he loses, his offseason going to be
tough. But there's a big difference between Josh Allen and Justin Herbert.
No doubt.
Today
I wasn't trying to compare the two.
Right, I know what you mean.
But
today there's obvious the difference. Josh Allen won, Justin Herbert lost. But even if Josh Allen lost yesterday, and because they had the narrative, he's never won a playoff game on the road. How did he play in some of those games? I mean, against Mahomes, he threw for 600 yards, eight touchdowns, and then remember the Bills lost the 1 year to the Chiefs because Mahomes went 40 yards in six seconds or something and set up a field goal.
It was ridiculous.
So Josh Allen has always played well. Justin Herbert is not, and Justin Herbert was terrible again last night. He didn't throw four interceptions like he did in the loss to Houston last year, but he did absolutely nothing. He couldn't do a thing, and I know he was under pressure, but most of those sacks that the Patriots got and most of the punishment they doled out, I thought was kind of after the game was decided, and it was 16-3, and it was desperation. Then he started getting really hammered, but before that, the Charger defense played certainly well enough to win that game.
They played great. I think ultimately what that game showed me yesterday is that you're going to have to get Justin Herbert like a true number one wide receiver.
Ladd McConkey's not it, is he?
I don't think he is. No. I don't think he's that guy yet. That can, you know.
How many times did he go back last night, take one look, take two look, take three look, and nothing?
It felt like every time he dropped back,
he did
that.
Almost every time. Almost every time.
And when he
didn't
do that, it seemed like when he let it go, the defender was, I don't know, inches away from picking it and going the other way.
Yeah. Justin Herbert deserves some protection from the criticism.
For sure.
But not all of it. I mean, ultimately, you are the quarterback, and you have to come through and find a way to win some of these games.
Them are the rules.
Here's the only positive for Justin Herbert fans, if there's any left, and I imagine there are. Matt Stafford lost his first three playoff games, and he ended up in a pretty good spot. Justin Herbert seems like the kind of guy with the right mix and a running back and an offensive line and a receiver could probably win a Super Bowl someday. He's got the ability. But
by no means, when I say that he has been able to sidestep criticism, am I saying that he can't play or that he is deserving of all the criticism? I think it's clear that they didn't have a healthy backfield. Hampton was not himself. He only had one carry. And then that was it.
Yeah.
And then on the outside, they don't, and to make matters worse, they don't even, I don't know that they have a tight end that they could maybe find a way to alleviate some of that pressure. And so
Keenan Allen's a little over the hill, maybe.
I mean, Keenan gets you some catches, but he ain't separating like you need to make big plays.
Yeah, the Chargers, look, I will just go back to Spanos. I mean, they showed him sitting up there. Too bad for him. They showed him in a split screen with Robert Kraft. That's basically looking at one of the greatest owners in the history of the sport one of the worst.
That's a tough one.
Basically what you're looking at. And you know, the funny thing was, Robert, if you go back to that clip, in your mind, if you saw it, Robert Kraft's box, where, of course, it's his home stadium, so I get it. But his box was wide open. It was airy. It was well lit. Guys were jumping up and down and hugging. Spanos was in a dark, dank, closed room behind a shield of glass.
That's how his team played,
you could barely see him back there. Yeah. And
maybe
his team,
it that way.
I guess, his team just, they can't win. Look, it's going to be the curse of Spanos forever. And, you know, I feel for the Charger fans that have not been able to let the team go. And I get that there are many of you. And I don't think you have to be, you know, apologize for it. This was the team you grew up with. This is the team you rooted for. You rooted for the uniform, the lightning bolt, everything that happened here in San Diego and Rivers and LT and Seau and Merriman. And I mean, just, you know, the years and years of Fouts and all of this stuff. So it's, you know, you couldn't just let them go, even though everyone says, we hate the Chargers, we hate the Chargers. Maybe you're out there and you say, no, I don't hate the Chargers. I'm always going to root for them. They're always going to be my team. Unfortunately, Spanos is always going to be your owner. And I just don't know that you're ever going to be able to overcome that. Because if Jim Harbaugh can't come close to winning a game for you in the playoffs, who can?
You know what Jim Harbaugh didn't have trouble doing while he was with the 49ers? Winning playoff games.
Well, he's a good coach.
He's got a good different type
of
ownership
there,
too.
You know, we're avoiding the 49ers for a reason. Our overtime, which we always bring out on Mondays, is going to be a lot of 49ers. So you're going to get your love and hatred and your hatred from us.
I hate to
in the overtime.
Unfortunately, the way you set up overtime.
Yeah.
We have to kind of give 49ers some
credit. We
got to
give them a little love now. Yeah, because the overtime is pretty hardcore.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did say this in the overtime. If you want to go 49ers, they have no business being where they are based on the injuries they have.
Yes,
and
kudos
for every team in the NFL, somebody tweeted this. You read the tweet. It's a good tweet. But for every team in the NFL, and I don't care who you are,
can't
your injuries just are not,
no,
they're not an
excuse
anymore.
It's not an excuse.
The 49ers have nobody left on this team except for McCaffrey and Purdy, which are two pretty good things to have. But
shout out to
you got to give them some credit.
Shout out to the San Diegan John Lynch. Because it's really a credit to him for putting together the type of roster.
And
him
having
and Kyle Shanahan, I'll give Kyle some credit on because he seems like he's hands-on. But they identify guys they know can fit their system.
The guys that you've never heard of, John Lynch is put there for a reason to come in the game if need be. So I agree with you, Tony. John Lynch has to get a lot of the credit. Shanahan's getting the credit. And the 49ers, you know, are doing something. And I'll tell you what, if you think Seattle's just going to, you know, beat them the way they did a week ago, I think you got another thing coming. Because now Shanahan has a whole game to look at. To try to figure something out. And Trent Williams played yesterday. That always makes a difference for the 49ers.
George Kittle tore his Achilles.
Playoffs is littered with the same things from top to bottom. And maybe you could maybe take out the Chargers. They're no longer in the playoffs. But all of them have cohesive work between head coach, general manager, and ownership. Those are teams that we consistently see in this position. 49ers, I hate to say it, are certainly one of them.
Kyle Shanahan's either gone to the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl when he's gotten into the playoffs. Or he doesn't make it. So it's the only NFC Championship, Super Bowl, or you don't make it.
Well, I would take it. I would take that.
Absolutely.
And I've been saying this for years. You guys crushed me for it. I would much rather have my team play in the NFC Championship and lose.
You're usually in here popping off, and we got to kind of give you some humble pie a little bit.
We can't help it, everybody. You're going to hear that song all bleeping week long. There's nothing we can do about it. They deserve to crow a little bit.
And they should have had zero penalties, but they got one penalty called that wasn't an actual penalty.
All right, let's not get into that because
you know
that is
goes,
where
buddy.
You are going to get obliterated on the overtime.
It's not obliterated. It's just I am correct.
Because one of the things
Chris is feeling some type of way.
One of the many things you cried about last week going into the game was, I can't believe they're using this ref crew. We never win with this referee crew. And I'm like, shut up.
I give it to the fans.
Already setting the excuses.
I give it to the fans because the fans were the ones who retweeted this so much that they got in the head of the referee. And the referee's like, if I do anything wrong,
it's 212.
They're going to know.
It's 212. Just want to let you know before you get going on your 49ers. It's now 213.
Bang, bang, Niner game. All right, we got a ton of stuff to talk about in the playoffs. We're going to do that over the next couple of hours for sure. The college football championship is set as well. Some latest news on baseball. Anything new on the Padres? We'll let you in on it when we come back. Gwen and Chris.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Way.
2:18 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sullivan, Matt Scravey. A little baseball popped off. I think it was it Saturday that it went down.
The Bregman deal.
Yeah. It happened from what I recall. It happened with the Bears trailing 21. No, I'm serious. They put this out there.
So the
they
Cubs were down, put it out during the Bears game?
Yep. They were down 21-3 or maybe 21-6.
They were trying to give the Chicagoans something to be happy about.
They announced
about.
The Bregman thing, and Chicago fans are saying, that's what gave us the boost we needed.
It was indeed.
To come back and beat the Packers. So that's when it came out, yes.
Yeah, the Cubs, Chicago Cubs, get a very, very good third baseman. I'm assuming he'll play third. 5 years, 175. Alex Bregman gets a full no trade clause, no opt outs. He did do something that Scraby despises, though, which is
I'm fine with it now.
Oh, you're fine with it now.
I've had to accept it.
Yeah, okay. Well,
if I don't accept it, then it'll keep making me angry.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I want to know what it is.
It's a deferral. They deferred some of this contract, and Scraby, who has been adamant about how ridiculous it is that
Doesn't
the Dodgers
like deferring.
He's okay now with
well you should be okay if I mean look at least some other team is doing it not just the Dodgers
and that's exactly what it is
that's
it's like if other teams start taking advantage of this then that's fine. It was just really shocking when Shohei Ohtani signed a $700 million deal and like 600 of it went deferred.
I don't think Shohei's been paid yet.
He's still waiting for a check.
This is a big deal for the Cubs.
Matt Shaw.
Okay, thank you. We're not allowed to go in this direction. But you know, Matt Shaw is a very controversial player for the Cubs.
I thought about whether or not
for many reasons, and I don't know that this has anything to do with the signing of Bregman, but I do know that it means that Shaw is pretty much out of a job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
Here's the thing.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, look up Matt Shaw and you'll get the story.
He definitely is a controversial figure for a baseball team.
It caused problems
for them. I don't think that ultimately is
I don't think so either.
And let me say, it didn't cause problems because of his beliefs, but it brought up a lot of stuff.
Just let people look it up if they're that interested.
Right, his performance, on the other hand, was the big problem.
Right, he wasn't very good.
They expected him to come in, and they wanted him to take this third base job, but at one point they had to send him down.
Yeah.
He came back up. And so, listen, what I do know about, is it Tom Ricketts? Is
that yes.
I think one of the things that the Cubs fan find irritating about him, Ricketts' family, quite wealthy, but he has done his best not to go over that luxury tax line. And, you know, typically when you're a big market team, you expect them to do that.
So is he now done so?
Well, that he has for now. However, it sounds like because of this deal, maybe Nico Hoerner, who is a guy who was not under team control here very much longer.
He could be gone.
He could be on the move, which would open up second base and may give Shaw another shot.
Do we need a second baseman? No, but no. Yes.
I mean, I guess you crony can move to first.
Yep. If you're going to give me Nico Horner, I'd be pretty excited.
I love Nico.
That guy's
Horner.
A hell of a player.
He's another grinder.
You know, Nico
type
Horner
player.
Was one of my guys last year, and this is my old argument, and I'm sorry to keep making it as a get off the lawn guy, but I'm sorry. I do still love a guy that flies a soft fly ball to center field, and while you're waiting for it to come down, is racing around the bases and is standing on second when the ball is caught.
That is
Nico Horner,
that is
and I appreciate
great
that
description of Nico. However, I'll say, he is of the same ilk that Luis Arraez is in terms of hitter. Now he possesses some speed.
He steals
run
a few more bases. Yeah.
That changed that. But
right.
I can assure you that if you didn't like watching Luis hit, you're going to probably
Nico's not
feel
a big power guy.
Yes.
But he's also second base. Do you think people can handle it as a second baseman more than a first baseman?
Maybe so.
Maybe so.
Maybe so. Maybe that changes.
Anyway, but I do like Nico Horner, the hustler.
Yeah, so Bregman,
I like that part.
Bregman's the big deal that went down this weekend. Kudos to my man Matt Scraby. We're going to have Evan Drellage on Wednesday. It's a pretty big get. This is a man who was breaking almost all of the stuff on The Athletic from a national standpoint. He's been all over this possible work stoppage, just where these owners are at, where the players are at. We'll have him on to join us on Wednesday. Pretty exciting. Pretty excited about that.
Charlie Hoffman tomorrow.
Charlie Hoffman.
Before the Farmers Insurance
Don't get off
Open.
Don't get off. You guys are trying to glom over the big baseball news of the weekend. And you know, we have to bring it back here.
Which one was it? Did I miss
the Rockies one? Traded for Jake McCarthy.
Hey.
Look out.
Let me say something real quick about this.
Look out!
Because on the surface, it's like, okay, they went and got Jake McCarthy. But I like the move for him.
Okay. And
for a couple of reasons.
Hit 204 last year. I get it.
He's a guy. He has that same type of motor that we were just talking about
Horner?
When Nico Horner does.
Okay.
And so he has shown flashes. He just got beat out by, you know,
the better
young outfielders they have there.
He did finish fourth in the Rookie of the Year a couple years ago.
He's got some talent. I like that kind of move. Hopefully he doesn't get lost in the sauce out there.
Between him and Michael Lorenzen, I think 30 wins is now a possibility for the Rockies this year.
I'm just trying to find some light for those folks out there.
And then Luis Arraez is going to be a Rocky, according to David Schoenfeld, so...
Yeah,
would you love that for him, Chris, or what?
For Louis, he could hit 400 in that ballpark. I mean, I don't want to say anything. I mean, he's still, for all of the negatives about Luis, and then you guys know who you are. The guy can hit the ball,
yeah,
and he can find some space out there. And there's a lot more space in Denver than most
according to MLB trade rumors. Padres, as we all should expect, are interested in possibly adding some starting pitching, according to MLB trade. Remember, the Padres are want to add a starter, but are telling representatives for several free agents, remember, this is all according to the MLB trade rumor, that they are not ready to move, according to people familiar with those discussions. The holdup might be the Padres wanting to clear money, perhaps, with the trade of right-hander Nick Pivetta, an idea that has entertained this offseason. Now, I guess in the grand scheme of things, if you're using Pivetta to get multiple pitchers, fine. But I don't know how.
I don't see
this,
how you're better trading away one of your best guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I never see that.
I was just.
Yeah.
You right now you feel pretty good about a Pivetta, King, Musgrove, 1-2-3 off the shoot, right? You feel good about Randy. At least I feel good about Randy Vasquez in that four. But if you remove that, are you bringing in somebody that fills the one spot, or is everybody now slotting up? And as you said, I don't know that makes you a better pitcher.
I don't know. I've always felt that good teams are those that have good players in as many positions as possible. And good players are hard to find, like better than good, right? A little above.
Impactful.
And so, yes, if you have an impact guy and you want to trade him for two players, I think that's a negative. I just do. I've always felt one impact player beats two normal players.
Yeah,
so
I think that's fair.
So I would stay with Pivetta, you know. But the Padres need to get something with A.J. Preller done. I am getting a little antsy. I'm not a big antsy guy.
I think Cassaville told us we had until the
season.
End of spring training.
Yeah, he gave us. Yeah, it's not way too long.
Opening
I'm not
day.
Waiting until the end of spring training. Let's
think
go.
That's too long, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Opening day is what Cassaville said. We can get nervous.
We're certainly holding out waiting for that to happen. Tonight's one last NFL playoff game.
Yeah.
It's a big one for me. It's five
for
pointer
both
for me.
Of us. Well, we both. I have five.
Oh,
on
you
the
have
Texans.
Five on the Texans.
Oh yeah, who's leading?
Oh, Scraby's the leader. He went 3-2 with 14 points. Tony and I both went 2-3 with 7 points. But it can change quickly. Scraby did pick the Steelers tonight, but only a 1 point pick. You got five on the Steelers.
I got five.
I got five on the Texans. So we'll see. That could change things.
It was good. It was a good day. Good weekend for rookie quarterbacks.
They continue to do it now. I've given up.
We might have to move off.
Yeah, I've given up that. Although I want to say Drake May could have played a lot better.
You're saying rookie playoff quarterback. Yeah, rookie playoff quarterbacks
normally don't play well, but that's changed now. Right. It just has. I mean, Caleb Williams, after a terrible first half, was great. Drake May, I thought, was serviceable,
but he only had to play a certain level.
And he only had to make
defense.
One
right.
perfect pass, and he made it.
Yep.
That touchdown was a beautiful throw to Hunter Henry, dropped it in there. But even by his own admission, he didn't have a great game. But I agree with you. Yeah, playoff quarterback. I know, Bryce Young. That was his first playoff game. Yeah. I don't think he could have played a lot better. He did all right.
I thought he played decent. I thought he put his team in a position where, you know, quite frankly, against that Rams team, I don't know that they should have been in, but...
I think the Rams are just a little arrogant in that game. I really do. I felt like even at the end, they were like, okay, well, we got to go score a touchdown to win. And they did.
They did.
But you can't always put yourself in that position.
Panthers play them tough. In Carolina during the regular season, for whatever reason, the Panthers match
up. Yeah, I was happy to see Puka Nacua drop a touchdown. That made me feel good. But not as good as it made me feel A.J. Brown dropping three passes and getting screamed at by his coach on the sideline and then yelling back. Because, you know, the dysfunction of the Eagles can be summed up in one name, A.J. Brown. And I think it's
Kevin Petullo. The offensive coordinator.
Oh, okay, so you agree with A.J. Brown, then, that he doesn't get the ball enough. Really, would you throw to a guy that drops it every time?
Well,
I wouldn't.
I would say that it doesn't help his argument that at least it has been portrayed. I'm not going to say that it is that way, but it has been portrayed that he has been making a lot of noise about getting the ball.
Yep.
And then he got the ball probably in the times it mattered most.
It was pretty crucial yesterday,
I must say. And he didn't come up with the catch.
Those drops that he had at the end of the first half cost them adding points to their lead. Those things come back to bite you. Ask the Packers. They could have scored before the half, and they did not.
Yeah.
Same with the Jags, maybe, I think, had a chance to score at the end of the half. You got to get everything you can get in the NFL now in these playoff games. So
no doubt. All right, let's get to break. Short show today, off at 4 because of that Steelers-Texans matchup. So we got a big five. Hey, I almost called it a big four. A big five on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
Excuse
big four.
Me.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades, So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angi.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Over time that you can watch a little bit later. Scraby will put it up there. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can watch the overtime. That is a lot more in-depth on the NFL playoff games. We're also going to have some highlights and a recap coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. So all the NFL stuff. One thing, a couple things we're not spending a lot of time with today, but we're going to get into a little of the Big Five, is the national championship game is set Indiana and Miami. Almost said Indiana and Oregon, but bye-bye, Dan Lanning. I won't miss you. And the other thing, just real quick, there's only a handful of teams in the nation, schools in the nation. There's like 330-something Division I basketball programs, men and women, Tony. Only like six or seven now where both the men and women's teams are undefeated in conference play.
Holla.
So kudos to the Aztecs. The guys played solid, not spectacular, but you know, Guath is starting to play better. They beat Fresno State handily. The women got
they had to dig deep.
They did. They, you know, one of those games where you play an inferior team, but they're playing out of their mind. And the kids were down 11 in the fourth quarter. Naomi Pongan-Ebon is becoming a star. Ooh. Tony, she would not let them lose that game. And she hit a
she gave me chills when she hit that game winner,
4.4 seconds left. So congrats to them. They're undefeated as well. All right, let's get to today's Big Five.
Oh, man, I think.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, you're supposed to be ready. You're like, you're chomping at the bit.
That's all right.
Usually,
you know what we need to get is need to get that Eagles kid that it interviewed after the game. I don't know if you saw.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
He was livid at AJ Brown.
He said he wants AJ Brown and the offensive coordinator.
Wow, somebody you got to find
he said
him.
Someone's going to be flipping burgers.
Petula. The kid was like 11 years old, but then he was livid.
That is the heart of that Philly is the right Eagles there at 11. Really
that is. And the video I saw, unfortunate video I saw of Eagles fans throwing like full beers at 49er fans.
That's just stupid.
That's ridiculous.
You know why? Because they're expensive.
You're better than that. You're better than
Padre fans can relate to that. They know what that's like if you went to Philly during that 22 season.
Come on, guys. I've been ready.
All right, go.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before we get into it, I want to remind all of our biggest fan qualifiers out there. We are going to announce the name at 3:35 today, which is with the short show. So you will hear a name at 3:35. You can you have a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game with all of the staff, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. 3:35. Also, we are broadcasting live from the Bill Howe Studios. We know how. All right, as Chris said it,
number five.
National championship is set. Friday night's game between Indiana and Oregon was not much of a game. Indiana destroyed them. And so
all you haters out there, mad.
Indiana. And there are people hating on them.
Yes, there are.
Everywhere.
Just making
out of the
lame
woodwork.
Excuses.
I'm hearing that they somehow cheated and they stole Oregon's playbook or something. Come on.
Oh,
I mean, if you have a little proof, that would be nice to throw in the argument.
Never mind that you got beat by a bunch of supposed 2- and 3-star athletes.
Yeah, when you get gaslit by your head coach all the time, your fan base is gaslit too.
That's not fair.
Because Dan Lanning does... You know what?
I've
for a guy who talks
turned,
a lot of
I've
trash.
I've turned the corner on Dan Lanning.
You're turning a little bit?
A little bit. The man can coach. He didn't get coached. He out, got out-coached that last game, but
I will
coach.
Give it to you. He
and can he
can
motivate.
And he
I
can
don't
motivate.
Think I don't know that Bill Belichick wouldn't get out-coached by this guy from Indiana right now.
He's
just on fire.
He's got motion right now.
He's
for
rolling.
Sure.
All right, so Indiana and Miami, an unlikely national championship, but I personally love it. Chris, do you like this matchup?
Well, I like Indiana being in there because, I mean, even though they're 15-0, I still think of them a bit of a Cinderella. Remember, no team's lost more college football games in history than Indiana. So they've come out of nowhere, and I do think it's interesting that people are starting to take shots at them now, and Kurt Cignetti and getting a lot of fifth-year seniors and too many veterans. I mean, what do you... Come on. He's done it, like you said, Tony, with 2- and 3-star
recruits.
It's
hilarious when people play by the rules. People care all of a sudden.
You know what? Even if they're pushing the envelope, so is every other team.
At the very least, they're pushing the envelope.
Right. So I don't know how you can, you know, get on Cignetti.
Sour grapes.
I love their team. And I'll tell you one thing. The U should not be completely overlooked in this game.
No, they should not.
I want to tell you something. The Indiana score was a blowout. But Oregon threw them a pick six on the first play of the game, fumbled a sack on their own 1 or 2 yard line, had a punt blocked at the 5 or 6 yard line. Those plays.
Special teams points, right?
My point is, if Miami can stay away from that, they have a good enough defense to stay in the game. Miami's defense is still good. I think it's going to be a really good national championship game. It's in Miami. The quarterback from Indiana is from Miami.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good storylines.
It's a old school defense where it's man to man on the outside, and they're going to try to rush the quarterback, and they do a very good job of it. Their offense isn't as sophisticated, I think, as Indiana's is. However, their defense is always close the gap. This should be a terrific game.
I think it should be a good game. Don't get overblown by the 56 points. I think Oregon contributed a lot to that.
I think the other thing I want to say is to go back to the 2- and 3-star recruits. It's a great example of what can happen. Even being a 2- and 3-star recruit, you can build yourself up to where you are. You look the part of a 4- and 5-star. That's a bunch of those Indiana guys who have, although they're veterans, have had to work to get to the level that they are right now. And I think that's a great story in itself.
You know my favorite player in Indiana? The wide receiver, number 80. I don't know his name. He gets no pub. All the other guys get all the... And then when they throw him the ball, it's glue.
It's catch.
He catches every pass. I think Indiana plays such a great game of football. You talk about mistake-free, penalty-free practically. This guy's coaching at a high level right now. Good for them.
He sure is. Number 4. The Dub Bears were down 18 points. By the way, if you want to see me stand up for normal people everywhere and these guys defend Ben Johnson, go to the overtime video at 4 p.m.
By the way, Ben Johnson doubled down on his comments today.
He said what I said. He does not like the Packers. It's no different. It's no different if it was a Dodger Padre thing. You would certainly be on Ben Johnson's part.
Can I still say Mike Schilt? I guess if Craig Stammen stands up in the locker room next year when we beat the Dodgers in the playoffs and says,
1,000%.
"I hate the bleeping Dodgers," you're going to be going.
He won't.
Rah!
Exactly.
100%.
Exactly.
Won't.
You know why?
But if he did, you would be on here the next day.
Because
having his back. Stop.
Because
it.
Mike Schilt is a professional.
Oh, okay. Whatever. If he decided to be unprofessional for 5 seconds,
he would do it behind closed doors with no cameras.
Hey.
You can't do anything without any cameras
exactly.
anymore.
They don't be in there. You would come on the very next day, unless it was a Saturday or Sunday, and be like, I loved it.
I love Craig Stammen. I loved it. He's my all-time favorite guy.
Say you would.
As Dickie V said,
say you would.
Zero class.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
Did we just answer the question?
No. It's not even about him, actually. The Bears were down 18 points, came back to win the game on Saturday night over their rival Packers after the Bears won. The head coach handshake was icy at best as Ben Johnson kind of ran by the floor as Johnson reached out for a handshake. But really, this question is about Packers rookie safety Javon Bullard. Bullard. Made headlines with his blunt assessment of the Bears' performance and the rivalry. He said, quote, it ain't bleep that they did, it's us. So that has the Bears and Bears fans angry. Tony, grave mistake for the rookie?
Yes.
These are comments they will remember.
We don't want to hear from you when you, when especially as a defender that had a 21-3 lead. Don't want to hear from you at all. Yeah. Like, take your L, be quiet, go home, get ready for the next season.
I don't mind somebody that blames himself for the loss.
That, yeah, but he
Justin
didn't blame
Herbert's
himself.
Doing that today, a lot of guys.
Yeah. No, he didn't do
but
that.
Don't tell me that the other team didn't do squat. The Bears scored 25 points in the fourth quarter.
On your unit.
Is that right? 25 in the fourth?
They did.
Your unit.
Jeez.
It was 21-6 going to the fourth quarter.
At least let this come from an offensive player.
I also think an unsung hero in that game for the Bears was the defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen. I was about to obliterate the guy watching the first half because the Packers scored a touchdown every time they had the ball, and I thought, how can you have be in the playoffs with this unit?
They literally scored.
The first four possessions of the second half, the Packers ran 14 plays for 9 yards and punted four times. That's what allowed the Bears to get back in the game.
Yeah.
So give Dennis Allen. He made a lot of big adjustments that worked.
He did. He did. Chris, grave mistake for the rookie.
Yeah, I think we hit on it. You're better off. Criticize yourself. Don't demean the other team.
Tyler has a great point about the whole handshake thing. Major League managers also don't make a habit of walking across the field to shake hands either. Different expectations in the NFL for some reason.
Yeah, but you know what? After football games, they all get on the field and, you know, you say good game to people. That's what you do. Yeah,
what was the problem?
No, he was saying that, like, you guys were saying Mike Schill, if he were to do that. Like, managers don't shake hands after a game.
This isn't about, that comment wasn't about the handshake. It was about his comments in the locker room, which is what we were talking about.
Still, I think Tyler makes a great point.
Yeah, thanks, Tyler. Thanks for sticking up for us, Tyler.
Appreciate it. He was sticking up for Scravy.
Yeah. He was trying to.
Because Ben Johnson's a weirdo. Notre Dame coach Marcus Freeman is not going to be charged for an alleged battery following an altercation Saturday, January 3rd at his son's high school wrestling meet at Mishawaka High School in Indiana. Chris Flieger, the assistant coach of New Prairie High School's wrestling team, filed a police report last week, which has been turned over to prosecutors, and they had said, hey, he's not going to be charged. So basically, it occurred after Marcus Freeman's son Vinny lost his match, and while Marcus Freeman, his son Vinny, and Penn head coach Brad Harper were leaving the mat, Flieger allegedly exchanged words with them. Physical contact allegedly occurred between Freeman and Flieger as Freeman walked through a doorway. Once in the hallway, Flieger and Marcus Freeman's wife Joanna engaged in a shouting match before being separated by law enforcement officials and school officials. So Flieger filed the police report against Marcus Freeman.
This guy is off the chain.
And there's video evidence showing Marcus Freeman didn't do anything.
This is the story, right?
Go
ahead.
My question is, I don't know. I've looked everywhere. If Marcus Freeman was going to charge him, would you charge the guy back with something?
No, I would. I'm trying to move on with my life. This is a situation. You know, we used the word mark as it pertained to you.
Freeman was the mark.
This guy perceived Marcus Freeman to be a mark.
Yeah, I'm going to get this guy to hit me.
He was trying to get him to hit him. Thankfully, Marcus Freeman had enough wherewithal to understand the assignment and what was going on. His wife took matters into her own hands by at least standing up, having a shouting match. But that wasn't how he wanted that to go.
No.
And you know that because he filed a report. I don't know, maybe he didn't know it was being filmed, but clearly it was filmed, and this is a
Marcus
big
Freeman has
burger.
His left hand in his pocket.
He knows what's
and
up.
And the other one flicking a cigarette.
He knows what he
get
knows.
It, get it,
yeah,
get
yeah,
it.
I got
Alanis
you.
Morissette. Wait, Marcus Freeman was flicking a cigarette?
No, Alanis Morissette, remember? Flicking a cigarette.
Based on a review of the evidence, the prosecutor's office said, while the evidence suggests that touching may have occurred,
ooh,
inadvertent touching is not sufficient to file a claim.
You mean bumping into each other in the hallway?
that sounds like a...
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that is ridiculous. So the answer, Chris, would you charge this dude with something back?
Tony's right.
Just a waste for wasting my time.
You gotta rise above it. You don't want to waste any more of your time.
This is a waste of your time.
Yeah, you don't want to waste any more time.
And now Flieger... It's going to be looked at as
well,
a
you know what's going to happen to
faker.
Flieger. You know what's going to happen
life.
To Flieger.
He's not even the head wrestling coach. He's an assistant. Assistants are the bane of my existence, Tony.
I hope it doesn't happen to Flieger, but just knowing the way this society works, The public is going to get their hands on your information, my man, and it is going to be all bad.
Yeah, I don't.
Especially the Notre Dame coach
is going to have a lot of support.
They're going to be looking for you, my man. I hope it was worth it.
Doxing of anyone scares me because it's very dangerous.
But that's
he deserves it.
I'm not saying he deserves it. I'm just saying that is how we move.
You don't want to get doxed? Don't try to get Marcus Freeman to punch you in the face.
Number two. By the way. I guess it's worse the pain having your nose broke or your eye socket busted.
Yeah. But then Marcus Freeman's in big trouble.
No, I'm saying I guess it's worth it for the person trying to get
Have you ever had anybody try to get you to snap little bit because of who you are?
For sure.
Okay. Yeah.
To many, there's one NFL TV play-by-play person who needs to hang it up.
By the way, neither Scrabier nor I have ever had anybody try to incite us.
Try to get
because there's
you there.
No money to get from us.
Yes, you can have my empty wallet, sir.
We can punch
actually.
You
I told you guys last week.
Anything.
I got like kind of mugged in San Francisco years and years and years ago when I was in college. But
wait, what does kind of mugged look like?
He pushed me up against the wall. Remember I told you this? He pushed me up against the wall and he said, give me your wallet. And I said, you can have it. There's nothing in it. And he's like, really? And he's like angry with me.
He was mad he wasted his time on
you. I didn't have anything in my wallet. There's one NFL TV play-by-play person who needs to hang it up. Amazon announced that Al Michaels will be back for the 2026 season as their main announcer. Fans were not happy. Many called for Amazon to reconsider this position on Al Michaels.
Not funny to you guys that's where we are, where people can just like send notes in and letters, and you got to let this guy go?
Yeah, it's very weird.
I'm answering ahead of time. There are 100 play-by-play announcers who are way worse than Al Michaels.
Al Michaels, I think, still has it.
He's still good enough.
And I
Please.
Like that he complains about things that we're all thinking.
We're all thinking, for sure.
Yeah, I think this is not fair.
Sorry?
But, you know, the thing is he makes a mistake once in a while because of the age thing, but people don't get it. I don't mind a mistake. What I mind is yelling and screaming on a one-yard gain, Joe Tessitore. Showtime!
Joe.
And others.
People don't think that he's excited enough, Chris, Al Michaels.
It's fine.
Tony, is it time for him to hang it up?
You know, I'm not into telling people when it's time to
hang
it
up.
Answer's yes, then. Do you believe in miracles?
I think he still has enough in the tank to keep going.
Agreed.
All right, guys, look at your sheet for number one. MLB.com put out a list of potential Hall of Fame players that we will see play in 2026. They started with the four locks. Verlander, Scherzer, Otani, and Soto? And then they had a section, quote, they're clearly getting in. Do these guys clearly get in? Trout, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Aaron Judge, Francisco Lindor, Jose Altuve, Jose Ramirez, Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, Nolan Arenado. Tony, you're up first. Do all of those guys end up in the Hall of Fame? I was thinking that it was a little presumptuous to say they're clearly getting in.
I'm surprised Mike Trout's not a guarantee.
He is. He's
five.
Before? Yeah. Okay.
It wasn't guaranteed.
I would say most of these guys get in.
Is there a name on there you don't like?
I have one.
I know where Chris is going.
There's none that I don't like, but Arenado is not a gimme for me.
Okay.
He's going to get dinged because of the Colorado numbers, but I think Jose Altuve won't make it. I think people are going to hold it all against him.
But then you're saying he won't make it due to the other
Agreed.
Non-baseball stuff.
Agreed.
Yeah. That's possible.
The rest of these guys are all Hall of Fame players, I think.
Yep.
Pretty sure.
All right. Good job, guys. That's it for the Big Five.
Break time. 1 hour to go. We're going to jam a whole bunch of stuff into that. Don't miss it.
Take it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.